Today is the first day of autumn. It is the beginning of Kartik month, the most auspicious amongst all months in the Vaishnav calendar, and the time for us to remember Krishna's Damodar Leela, how Lord Krishna was tied by the ropes of love of Mother Yashoda. During the summer months, earth becomes quite dry, the leaves on its trees sparse, rivers and lakes either dry up or the water becomes very shallow. But when the rainy season comes, everything becomes replenished. Of course, the rain is falling, so the real benefits of rain can be best appreciated after the rain stops. At that time, the rivers and lakes are full, the water is very clear, all the sediment having settled, beautiful lotus flowers grow within the ponds and the rivers, and the trees are blossoming with flowers, as are the different vines that grow up on those trees. The very gentle, lazy breezes that wind their way over the waters and through the gardens and forests with blossoming trees therefore become saturated with the aroma of these flowers and the cool water droplets from the waters, and that makes a very refreshing, invigorating scent which is both comforting to the touch and also arouses transcendental emotions. Krishna, particularly on the full moon night of such a day, became transcendentally aroused to fulfill the desire that he made to the Kanyakumaris, the young gopis who had in the previous winter performed very severe austerities in the waters of the Yamuna in order to get him as his husband, as their husband. And Krishna, when he stole their clothes, promised them that sometime at a later time he would fulfill their desire. It's quite interesting that Krishna was inspired by the atmosphere of Vrindavan to remember these gopis and to fulfill his promise. Krishna always fulfills his promise to the devotees, but as a person, that promise or the fulfillment of that promise is dependent on some kind of impetus. Here we see that it is the extraordinary atmosphere of Vrindavan Dham, which is the best place conducive for loving pastimes and for reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees, is the source of inspiration for the Lord. We should therefore know that we need to offer our prayers and obeisances to Vrindavan on a regular basis, so that it will also be kind enough to us to remind Krishna of his promise, Nami Bhakti Arpanashati, that we will not perish in our struggle to overcome the influence of material energy, and that ultimately Krishna will also deliver us by taking us back to Godhead and giving us entrance into his wonderful transcendental pastimes. This month of Kartik is a particularly worthy month to engage in additional devotional activities, to be absorbed in chanting more japa, to hear further and to remember Krishna more, because those activities will increase our spiritual bank balance and impel Krishna all that much more to remember him. What are the vratas or the vows that devotees follow? There are many, and devotees may know these better than I. The one that Srila Prabhupada gave us as a vow is to daily sing the Damodar Ashtakam song, and not to forget Krishna's Damodar Leela, and simultaneously offer to Krishna a ghee lamp. We should try to do at least that. It was Srila Prabhupada's personal instruction. We should follow that instruction, either in the morning or in the evening, as is suitable. Make a point that from now, for the period of this entire month, you will sing that Damodar Ashtakam. Remember how Krishna, who by his own ropes of love ties down his devotees, is tied down by the ropes of love of his own devotee, his best devotee, Mother Yashoda, and how he liberated these twin Arjuna trees and gave them the highest perfection of life. As that song also concludes, we should also pray for this type of loving devotion that allows us to also participate in Krishna's pastimes, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the introduction to the Krishna book, to enter into Krishna's pastime of Rasa Leela. Krishna accepted so many devotees, not just these young gopis, but so many other personalities, starting from the sages at the Dandakaranya forest, to the Sita Murtis of Lord Ramachandra. He remembered them all. He accepted them all, and he brought them into his ultimate pastime, which is the Rasa Leela. As Isha Upanishad also states and reminds Krishna, please don't forget me, please don't forget my devotional service. So in our taking a vow in the month of Kartik, we become more inclined by making that effort to remember Krishna. And jyajutamam prapadyante, the more that we remember Krishna, the more that Krishna will also remember us. So if we want Krishna to keep us in mind, if we want Krishna to be reminded by Sri Vrindavan Dham about our eligibility for his pastimes, then we should make the effort to also remember him. That is the essence of all of these vows, smartavyam satatam Vishnu, somehow or another to remember Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Shukadeva Goswami says at the end of the 33rd chapter that Vishnu is that person who is dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance. He there calls Krishna Vishnu. So let us not forget him, lest he forget us. But rather, being inspired by his pastimes, being inspired by this particular month, let us be absorbed as much as we can in remembrance of Lord Damodar and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, chanting his holy names. And that way, surely also, Krishna will never forget us. And at the appropriate time, he will make that decision to fulfill our heart's desire, going back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.